John, you want to talk about Aaron Glenn leaving and just how important this hire is now for Dan Campbell?
Yeah, because everybody is, a lot of people early on were very concerned about this offense. And when Ben Johnson leaves, because it was so much fun, it was so dynamic, it was so explosive, could it possibly be the same? And now that we're faced with replacing both coordinators, the defense, you know, let's face it, it wasn't great. A lot of it was due to injury. It wasn't sexy. But I do believe, for a lot of the reasons that we've talked about, that the defensive coordinator hire is the biggest hire that Dan Campbell is going to make. Dan is going to have his hands and his fingerprints all over the offense. And I thought Tom brought up an actually great point yesterday. I don't think it happens, but it is possible that Dan says, you know what, with as much as I've learned and I've grown as a coach, I'm going to be the play caller. And he could promote Hank Fraley to offensive coordinator, but it would be Dan Campbell calling the plays on game day. I don't know that I like it, but it could be a possibility. So defensively, I think this defense has been built to this point, and we heard from Dan Campbell. He wants a guy that's going to be aggressive. He's going to play a lot of man coverage. That's the style of defense he wants to pair with his offense. So does that eliminate Robert Saleh? And I know with the Jets, he developed some more tendencies with man coverage, but he also had Sauce Gardner. I don't know that he would look at this defense and say, you know, if Carlton Davis, you know, is back, Amik Robertson, you know, and the entire group back there, that he has the same playmakers that he had with the Jets to go man. Now, he may look at the pass rush with Za'Darius, and he may get some assurances from Brad Holmes that, yeah, we're gonna add a pass rusher, whether it's in free agency or in the draft, or we're gonna add a defensive tackle. I know there was a conversation yesterday had because of the whole Mel Kiper draft, you know, first mock draft that came out. They were doing these guys are left on the board. Who do you want? A lot of people were talking about Kenneth Grant. I'm not going to go that far yet, but you could add a defensive tackle alongside Aleem McNeil. DJ Reader's only 1 year contract.
Yep.
But without getting too far in the weeds in terms of the personnel, you're going to get Hutch back. You're going to get a lot of these guys back healthy. I think the defensive coordinator hire, because the offense is still going to be a top-level offense, you've got to be able to have a defense that complements it. And I'm not talking, you don't have to have, it would be great to have a top-five defense paired with a top five offense. You're talking about, I mean, hey, look out. But who are some of the candidates, and does it fit with Dan Campbell's leadership style in regards to, you know, Aaron Glenn? We know he's a strong personality. He's also knows exactly what he wants to do on defense. They worked together previously, so they knew that they could work together here. But when you hire a strong personality, and it's somebody that you haven't worked with before, it doesn't always work out.
The defensive coordinator hire is so important. I think there's a chance they promote internally offensively. Do you want to have two first-time coordinators? Probably not. I would be curious to see who's on Dan Campbell's list of external candidates. You know, one that really stands out to me is Dennis Allen. And I know what you're saying. Wait, wasn't that rumored to be Ben Johnson's defensive coordinator? Well, if the ink isn't dry, and it's not, they interviewed Aubrey Pleasant for their defensive coordinator job yesterday. I don't know if that's a Rooney Rule requirement or if it's serious consideration. Either way, Dan Campbell could say, Dennis Allen worked with me in New Orleans. Dennis Allen was Aaron Glenn's boss with the New Orleans Saints. They had four straight years of a top 10 defense. Not a good head coach, Dennis Allen, but a very good defensive coordinator. That would be great. Hey, Ben, you're not entitled to Dennis Allen. I've worked with him longer. Our team's better. Dennis, who do you want to coach for? I think that would be a really interesting move.
I think it would be. I mean, we talk about the rivalry that is between, obviously, Chicago and Detroit, but it's also going to be amped up a little bit more because your OC is now their head coach. And could this be a steal? All right. You thought you were going to get down Dennis Allen? Not so fast, my friend. All of a sudden, hey, he's in Detroit. And I think that would be very interesting. Dennis Allen would definitely be on the list. I think he's got to be interviewed. And Kelvin Shepard will certainly You know, I mean, he's been living this interview for the past, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a guy that would be at the top of the list as well if you're going to promote from within. There's a couple other guys. We talked about Robert Saleh. And I'm curious your thoughts first before I got two more guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the Saleh thing. Is he the lead candidate? It's the guy most people are talking about because, hey, Dearborn native.
Yeah.
You know, obviously from the area.
Interviewed for the head coaching job along with Dan Campbell. Didn't get it.
There's a couple things. One, Saleh, when he was the DC with the Niners, they hardly ever blitzed. I mean, they had Bosa. They had a great D-line, right. A bunch of first-rounders. They didn't necessarily need to. They also didn't blitz a lot in New York. It's not a bad thing. It's just philosophically a little different in addition to being a little more of a zone guy historically, recently a man coverage guy. He also may get a head coaching job. Like Jacksonville is a disaster, yeah. But they finally fired Trent Baalke and they need someone to take that job. Sure, Saleh, I think for a lot of people, is the lead candidate. Dennis Allen, someone to watch. Aaron Glenn, officially the Jets head coach. The Lions will have to replace both the offensive and defensive coordinators. And John, you have said that defensive coordinator hire is more important. It's the hire for Dan Campbell. We've thrown out some names. You got a few more you want to mix in.
Well, yeah, and part of the reason, they're going to operate a little bit more independently than the offensive coordinator will. So you're going to have to trust a little bit more that the guy that you bring in is going to be the leader that you need him to be defensively. He's going to have the concepts that you want to have defensively and also going to, you know, is going to be productive defensively. So we talked about Calvin Shepard on the in, you know, as an internal hire promotion. Dennis Allen, who's a guy that he's worked with in New Orleans, has head coaching experience, has been very productive as a defensive coordinator. Robert Saleh, same thing. The other two guys, and brace yourself.
Oh, boy.
There's a guy who interviewed this year for the Colts defensive coordinator job, Cincy's defensive coordinator job, Atlanta. It's been reported that he's interviewed for both all three of those. Did not get it. Wink Martindale.
Man coverage, aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, it could fit. Now, the question is going to be, would he fit temperament-wise? And because he's a very...
Surly?
Surly is
that's a polite
great
word.
Way to put it. And maybe that's what you need.
Yeah.
Is a surly individual that's, you know, headstrong, stubborn, going to get it done. Now, he obviously got it done later in the year for Michigan than he did early on in the year. It took a little bit of an adjustment on his part, knowledge of the players. And so that's a name that he may consider interviewing. The other one was in division. Bad head coach.
Oh, no.
Calls a good defense. Even, Matt Eberflus.
Yeah.
And it's you can't argue with what he did as the DC for the Indianapolis Colts when he was the DC there. So that's what got him the job as the head coach for the Bears. Now, again, weirdo as a head coach. In-game decisions, you know, clock management, all that's not great as a head coach. I've mentioned this before where I've been around guys that have been really good coordinators, and everybody eventually finds their level that they can rise to. And everybody wants to test the next level to see if, hey, can I be a head coach? Can I be a coordinator? Some are position coaches, some are coordinators, and some are head coaches. He's not a head coach. He is a good coordinator.
You're right. I mean, it's a completely different skill set. Maybe people don't realize this. Like, Dan Campbell was never a coordinator. Clearly a leader of men.
Yeah.
Clearly knows football, knows motivation. Head coach. I don't know. People wonder, is Ben Johnson going to be Adam Gase 2.0? Is he a coordinator, not a coach? A lot of these guys fail for a variety of reasons. Yeah. And it doesn't mean they don't know football. Like, Dennis Allen is not a good head coach. He's failed with the Raiders and the Saints, but he runs a defense. Robert Saleh. It's weird what happened with the Jets, but I think we know he's a good defensive coordinator, even if he's not a good head coach. And could you make that same argument for Eberflus? I suppose you could. I just remember when he was the DC with the Colts, which was where he was before he was with Chicago. A lot of zone. I don't have the numbers, but I remember them being a zone-heavy team. It would feel like Dan Campbell would be handing the keys to his defense to someone who wants to do something very different. I don't see him doing that.
Again, the best coaches are the ones that will be able to use the talent that they are given and adjust their concepts, still, you know, being true to themselves, but adjust their concepts to the players that they are coaching on the roster? And is, would it be too much of a shift for him? Is Dan Campbell, even though he said, yeah, we want to run more man coverage, but we also need to be a little bit better when we do run zone.
Correct.
Is there a sweet spot? Is there a mix? I think, I think Dennis Allen is the best mix.
I do too. Do you think he has already spoken for that? It's a matter of he's
going to
be. No, you think he's very much available?
Oh, 100%. If he was spoken for, he would be. If he was spoken for in Detroit or in Chicago, he'd already be there.
Mm-hmm. And again, they interviewed Aubrey Pleasant yesterday. If I was Dan Campbell, you'd have a direct connection. You were on staff with Dennis Allen in New Orleans. He was the DC when Dan Campbell was on staff under Sean Payton when Aaron Glenn was there. The familiarity with one another.
The division.
Because
you can't necessarily argue. I mean, Chicago has had a good defense. And Chicago's defense has given Detroit some fits.
At times, yeah. Yeah, I would tell Dennis Allen, hey, it's your choice, bud. You can coach the Bears who were in last place, or you can coach the Lions who were in first place.
One seed.
Where do you want to coach?
And you could come in and after a guy in Aaron Glenn, who you got to believe some of the concepts are going to be very similar because, you know, Aaron Glenn, yeah, he played, he's got his own concepts, but he also, you know, coached under Dennis Allen. So is it possible that you just get the OG?
Dennis Allen's defenses, just to put some numbers on it. In 2016, the Saints were 31st in points allowed. 2017, they went to 10, 14, 13, and then 5, 4, 9, 8. Top 10, four straight years there at the end. This guy gets the most out of his defense. That's all we're talking about here. I'm not asking Dennis Allen to game plan the entire opponent throughout the week. I'm not asking him to lead the team. I just need him to run the defense. That to me would be my number one candidate. I know Robert Saleh's the local guy. I certainly wouldn't be disappointed.
No.
But those are guys I think we're talking about here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you also, is there concern that he would go with the comfortable hires and that the comfortable hire would be Dennis Allen defensively and Pete Carmichael Jr. offensively? Couple of guys that he worked with in New Orleans. Now, they did have success.
Yeah.
And in their respective positions as coordinators. But would you be concerned that he'd be too familiar that he would be going safe with the comfortable and safe choice?
I think that's a fair criticism. I do, but I think they're a 15-win football team. It's not like they want to reinvent the wheel either. I think you want guys you can trust. I think you want guys that you're on the same page with. You don't want to take a step back. You don't want to have to reintroduce concepts that are foreign to the team. If you want to sprinkle some wrinkles in, I think that's healthy. Campbell spoke about that. Some tweaks will naturally happen with just new people calling the plays. You know, they may have a preference on a second and long that's slightly different than the previous guy. I think some of that will naturally happen. What I don't think you want to do is go way outside yourself.
Right.
For the sake of being different when you're a 15-win football team and you've built a hell of a staff and a philosophy and a mentality. So I think that would be a criticism people would, I just wouldn't feel that way.
I wouldn't feel that way either. And honestly, I mean, familiarity, I think, does breed success. When you know, when Pete Carmichael Jr., if he would be the guy offensively, is very familiar with Dan Campbell, and I think that communication would be very important of this is what I want. Let's get back on task. Let's refocus. Let's get back to what we know this offense is. I think that's an easy conversation to have. I also think that would be an easy conversation to have with Dennis Allen. Hey, this is why I hired you. This is what you are. This is the directive of what I want done.
I think Dennis Allen would be a great candidate. I think that if you rank the guys right now, it's Robert Saleh, who's probably going to become a head coach, and then Dennis Allen. And because Dennis Allen to me is the defensive coordinator version of a Norv Turner, who was a great offensive coordinator, but wasn't a good head coach. I think Dennis Allen has acquired that. He's kind of gone under the radar because of the teams he's been with. But I actually think, I know, Jim, you scoffed a little at Eberflus, that maybe that's what Eberflus is. He's just a really good DC, but he's not head coaching material.
Mm-hmm.
I threw this name out to John, and I think it's a total pipe dream. But he didn't dismiss the idea, at least at its core, of terms of his coaching talent. What if Pete Carroll doesn't get a head coaching job? He wants back in the game so much. I just wonder if he doesn't get a head coaching job, if that kind of ego could settle for this. But you saw it with Chip Kelly in college. He just said, screw it.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to be an OC.
Okay. If you're doing that, then why not interview Bill Belichick for defensive coordinator?
No, because he's the head coach right now. What I'm saying is Chip Kelly said, screw it. He wanted in the game so much, but he just wanted to be a coach. He just wanted to coach. You're not being as nice about this as you were off the air. I'm a swinger, man. I swing for fences.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
There's a drop for you.
Can
I go on the cruise with you next month?
Coming from my territory. Contagious. This is my square.
Is it contagious?
No stone unturned.
Clearly.
I would pay Robert Saleh ridiculous money like the Bucks did with Liam Cohen yesterday and just say, come be our DC.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Dave in Berkeley, you've heard this conversation. Where are you at?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Love the Pete Carroll idea. Hadn't even considered that. Great energy guy. But for me, it's Robert Saleh 100%. Dennis Allen, number two. I hate the idea of hiring from within only because I feel like I don't need him surrounded by yes men. I feel like Dan Campbell makes a lot of risky, stubborn, and frankly dumb decisions, and he needs somebody that can stand up next to him and kind of keep him in check.
Yes, the more feedback, the more input that you have of guys that have been in that decision-making process. Dennis Allen, obviously, as a head coach, been in that decision-making process. Pete Carroll, same thing.
Absolutely. I think we need more brains, less balls.
Getting back to Pete Carroll, you would have to, if Pete Carroll can come to the realization that he's not going to get another head coaching job, and whether it's he's too old or somebody just doesn't want to go down that route and they want to make a commitment to a guy that they think is going to be there for 5-6 years. Carroll's in great health. He might be able to do that. They just don't want to deal with him. And if he can come to the realization that, okay, that is not who I'm going to be, but I want to be back in the game. I want to be coaching. I want to have fun again. I am missing what makes me who I am, and that's a football coach. If he has that desire and he could come in and you could get some assurances that, hey, you're not going to be undermining me with the media, you're not going to be undermining me with anything else, then I would kick the tires on it. I don't know that I love that, though.
Look, there's a lot of names floating around, and Campbell said he's not going to be in a hurry. He wants to do this the right way. We got a lot coming up. We got the 2 Grand Slam at 7:25. Dear John, special edition this week at 7:35. And before the hour ends, we know that Heather's husband, Colin, is a giant Lions fan. Mm-hmm. This loss has driven him to do something, I would say, questionable. We'll get to that. It's 97.1.